This is the reading for December 14th. Zechariah, chapter 1. In the eighth month of the second year Darius was king, the Lord spoke his word to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, who was the son of Iddo. The Lord said, "The Lord was very angry with your ancestors, so tell the people, this is what the Lord All-Powerful says, return to me and I will return to you, says the Lord All-Powerful. Don't be like your ancestors. In the past, the prophets said to them, this is what the Lord All-Powerful says, stop your evil ways and evil actions, but they wouldn't listen or pay attention to me, says the Lord. Your ancestors are dead, and those prophets didn't live forever. I commanded my words and laws to my servants, the prophets, and they preached to your ancestors who returned to me. They said, the Lord All-Powerful did as he said he would. He punished us for the way we lived and for what we did. It was the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shabbat, and Darius' second year as king. The Lord spoke his word to the prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, who was the son of Iddo. During the night I had a vision. I saw a man riding a red horse. He was standing among some myrtle trees in a ravine with red, brown, and white horses behind him. I asked, what are these, sir? The angel who was talking with me answered, I'll show you what they are. Then the man standing among the myrtle trees explained, they are the ones the Lord sent through all the earth. Then they spoke to the Lord's angel who was standing among the myrtle trees. They said, we have gone through all the earth, and everything is calm and quiet. Then the Lord's angel asked, Lord All-Powerful, how long will it be before you show mercy to Jerusalem and the cities of Judah? You have been angry with them for 70 years now. So the Lord answered the angel who was talking with me, and his words were comforting and good. Then the angel who was talking to me said to me, announce this. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. I have a strong love for Jerusalem, and I am very angry with the nations that feel so safe. I was only a little angry at them, but they made things worse. So this is what the Lord says. I will return to Jerusalem with mercy. My temple will be rebuilt, says the Lord All-Powerful, and the measuring line will be used to rebuild Jerusalem. Also announce, this is what the Lord All-Powerful says. My towns will be rich again. The Lord will comfort Jerusalem again, and I will again choose Jerusalem. Then I looked up and saw four animal horns. I asked the angel who was talking with me, what are these? He said, these are the horns that scattered the people of Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four craftsmen. I asked, what are they coming to do? He answered, they have come to scare and throw down the horns. These horns scattered the people of Judah so that no one could even lift up his head. These horns stand for the nations that attacked the people of Judah and scattered them.
Chapter 5.
I saw a scroll in the right hand of the one who sits on the throne. It had writing both on the inside and on the outside. It was sealed with seven seals. I saw a powerful angel calling out in a loud voice, who deserves to open the scroll and break the seals on it? No one in heaven, on earth, or under the earth could open the scroll or look inside it. I cried bitterly because no one was found who deserved to open the scroll or look inside it. Then one of the leaders said to me, stop crying. The lion from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has won the victory. He can open the scroll and the seven seals on it. I saw a lamb standing in the center near the throne with the four living creatures and the leaders. The lamb looked like he had been slaughtered. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent all over the world. He took the scroll from the right hand of the one who sits on the throne. When the lamb had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 leaders bowed in front of him. Each held a harp and a gold bowl full of incense, the prayers of God's holy people. Then they sang a new song. You deserve to take the scroll and open the seals on it because you were slaughtered. You bought people with your blood to be God's own. They are from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You make them a kingdom and priests for our God. They will rule as kings on the earth. Then I heard the voices of many angels, the four living creatures and the leaders surrounding the throne. They numbered 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands times thousands. In a loud voice they were singing, The Lamb who was slain deserves to receive power, wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and praise. I heard every creature in heaven, on earth, under the earth, and on the sea. Every creature in those places was singing, "To the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, be praise, honor, glory, and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen." Then the leaders bowed and worshiped.